The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're in the car right now, check your seatbelt. You don't want to be one of those who's caught not wearing it. Almost 6,000 caught without wearing a seatbelt last year. Figures from the Gardaí show that they were caught and fined for not wearing a seatbelt. Galway had the highest number of fines issued, followed by Kerry and Kildare. Josh Crosby's been meeting with motorists here in Cork to get their views.
I put it on automatically. I don't even think about it. And I suppose everyone responds, well, usually carrot rather than stick. But in this case, because it's a matter of life and death, I think there should be a stick of some kind.
More severe punishment?
Yeah.
Bigger fines?
Yeah.
As a taxi driver, when people get in, do you have to remind them or do they automatically?
You have to remind them. They forget, especially elderly people kind of forget about it.
You're on the road day in, day out. Do you see many people still not wearing seatbelts?
No, I'd be concentrating on the road. I'd be looking to people's cars. But you wouldn't imagine, I'd say there is the same as the people on the phones. Standard of driving, pilot.
Standard of driving has gone down.
Standard, I drove in Dublin. Standard of driving in Dublin is 10 times better than standard of driving in Cork City.
That's a Cork man saying that.
That's a Cork man saying that. I was shopping him up there. Couldn't believe it. Standard driving is way better. The only conclusion I can come to is that people drive less in Cork. Like, the distance is shorter to get me to where they're going. It's like a soccer player that's not playing. He loses match fitness and sharpness.
Yeah, I just started driving.
You just started driving?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm definitely playing by the rules. I passed on Friday, so...
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I make everyone in my car do it, and it's not really a big deal in my eyes.
Friends your own age, do you have to say it? Do you have to remind them, or do they automatically put it on?
You might have to remind them, but there's no fuss.
I'm a lorry driver by trade, so you have to put them on. But still, it makes enough noise in the car, so you have to put it on. You can turn up the radio.
I got caught in Morocco this year for not wearing a seatbelt. €30 fine, couldn't believe it. I was in a big, great big camper, so like my husband had a big sign on the bus, put the seatbelt on.
I get into the car, start the engine, and I have a beeper in my car. It might be put on my belt, otherwise my head will be somewhere else.
And does it work? Do you put on the belt?
I do, yeah. And my granddaughter will be back and she'd have her belt on. She'd be giving out, granddad, put on your belt, beeping, beeping.
That's the good kind of pressure to put on you. Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Hiya, Shane.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, the beep, beep, beep noise, I'm describing it so eloquently there, that is enough of an incentive. But I did see people investing in little little metal things that you can put in that prevents the beep, beep noise from happening. And I literally can't get my head around that.
I'm with you on that. I mean, first of all, I guess it's only the beep, beep noise is only on more modern cars. It's not on older cars. So there's definitely that divide in that way. But regardless of that, I can't understand that people are going out of their way to circumvent that warning by buying a device and plugging it into the buckle rather than actually just putting on the seatbelt. I can't get my head around that.
Yeah, but for the most part, we had lots of public service ads when we were younger. And to be fair, the Road Safety Authority have had one. It mightn't have been to everyone's taste about backseat passengers not having seatbelts on. We genuinely thought we were over this.
So did I, to be honest, because I grew up, my dad's a mechanic, so I was always in the car with him for all different cars. And I vaguely remember that, you know, it took him a while to always be using his seatbelt because he grew up with seatbelts not being the norm and not being the law. But now there's no excuse. It's been like this for decades. And I just cannot understand why it's not second nature. Listening to some of the people on the Vox Pop there, one or two of them had to be reminded to be put it on, whether that was by the granddaughter or the warning system. And that's even surprising.
Yeah, it really is. Megan Scully's with us as well, freelance journalist. Hey, Megan.
How are you getting on?
You are a respecter of the rules. I know you probably always wear the seatbelt, but do you encounter people who get into the car who occasionally don't put it on?
Do you know what? I haven't, but I actually can't even believe that this is something that's happening. Well, I suppose last year, and of course, I'm sure it's happening this year as well. Honestly, I'm so baffled at how anyone can get into a car and not put on a seatbelt and then to go to the bother of ordering that device that you mentioned to clip it in to stop the beep noise. Why on earth would anyone in their right mind want to go into a car without a seatbelt? I mean, I'm on the road, as you know, all the time traveling across. And for example, on Saturday, I drove from Galway to Thurles. Then I was Thurles on to Port Laois. I was Port Laois on to Dublin and back to Galway last night. And driver behaviour is at an all-time low. And I have to say, driver etiquette is atrocious. And then just to hear this now, this is something I didn't even think existed. And I'm shocked as well to hear that Galway is top in the list. I'm currently in Galway City right now myself. And honestly, it's diabolical. And I would love to sit down with someone who thinks they don't need to wear their seatbelt and actually have a genuine conversation with them, because, I mean, like, genuinely, I'm actually baffled by it.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're one of those people and you're willing to admit it, 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps for free, we'll keep your name out of it. But it's interesting that Galway and Kerry are up there at the top of the list. I would describe them as two fairly rural counties. If you go out of the urban areas, it's a little bit of a free-for-all if you go out to Connemara or down the Dingle Gaeltacht.
Well, I mean, I suppose they are quite rural areas, but I don't think that comes into it. To be honest, the back roads are just as dangerous. And you mentioned, like, Dingle and Connemara, huge tourist hubs, like tourist hotspots. I've encountered going out there, and, you know, you just kind of be aware coming around the corner in case someone's driving on the wrong side, because, you know, they might be from a country that drives on the other side and they aren't used to the Irish roads yet. So you always just have to be hyper-vigilant. But I just think now it's actually disgraceful to think that even now when I drive home after this back to County Galway, I'm going to have to have my wits about me in case someone on the road is driving against me without a seatbelt. Because I guess the reality of it is, if I clip off someone or there's an accident, you know, we know what happens when you don't wear a seatbelt. We've seen those ads that used to be on years ago, which I think were really effective. I mean, the Samantha Mumba's Body to Body song always sticks out in my mind. And, you know, you'd be like, imagine knowing that you're involved in an accident and the person isn't wearing a seatbelt and they lose their life. Like, it's just, you know, the seatbelt is there for a reason. And it's almost like one of the ladies said there to Josh that, you know, you just get into the car and put it on automatically. It's just what you do. And honestly, it's kind of disturbing as well to see that it's happening.
Shane, a lot of people will remember, I was only having this conversation with someone over the weekend, actually, that, you know, we were talking about there's a lack of awareness around water safety. And we used to always have those ads. Remember the Where's, you might be too young for this, but the Where's Grandad ad that used to be there in the 80s and 90s, Grandad would have fallen into the river and the child upturned in the bucket. And as a result, we all had better respect for the water because we visually could think of what went wrong. We had those ads in the 1990s and the 2000s, and they were pretty gruesome, award-winning ads, and now it's all kind of laffy, jokey. Are we taking a laissez-faire approach to safety?
I don't think anybody is. Some of the tone of the ads perhaps might suggest that. But I think one of the challenges in modern day, of course, is that nobody's sitting there in front of the television watching the ads. Nobody watches TV ads anymore. They record it or fast forward or they move past it. And the same in online ads.
You're ruining an advertising executive who's listening to this show right now. Their day is gone.
Yeah, I just think people are devouring media and content and everything in a different way. So people, you know, we need to be a bit more clever how we reach them with these ads. So I think it is a different time. I think if we brought out the same ads now, I don't think they'd be quite as effective. We clearly need to do something, because there is actually a direct correlation between people not wearing their seatbelts and people dying in car crashes, unfortunately.
Yeah, a couple of texts on this. Jeff says it's absolutely mind-blowing that 90% of passengers in my Dublin taxi don't put their seatbelt on. I always insist in a gentle way before putting the car in gear. If they're disabled or old, I'll help them and then we can chat in safety. But a lot of people are kind of the responsible people that I would think we have listening to the programme. I put on my seatbelt automatically as I put the key in the ignition, put it on completely unconsciously. I can't start my car, which is a Volkswagen, says Anne, without putting the seatbelt on. I like this fact. And someone else exactly says the same thing. My car won't start without the seatbelt being on. There's someone who's very angry with you, Megan, in the background talking about that. But I hope they're wearing their seatbelt if that is them beeping you. I think that common sense, as we know, isn't that common. What will it take for people to perhaps get out of this bad habit?
Well, I think, you know, as Shane touched on there, like, because people aren't probably consuming mainstream media the way in which they used to. Like, you know, we used to all sit down a Sunday or Friday evening, watch the television and see all the ads. And that just isn't happening anymore. So we need to figure out a way to get to these audiences. And it's kind of all age groups as well. Like, I think, obviously, young male drivers always seem to kind of get the brunt of it, because statistically, they are the ones who are the top of the list when it unfortunately comes to road fatalities. So we need to start, like, building towards, like, everybody. Like, can we get advertising, you know, out on billboards, or, like, if people are in their cars, can they see it? And it's just education as well. But also, I think a lot of this comes from home. Like, I know when I first started driving, I actually got lessons for my 17th birthday, and my mother didn't let me drive on my own for quite a long time. And this is before all the rules come in about the 12 lessons and whatnot. And she often would correct me when I was driving. And I think she always kind of instilled in me that, you know, about road safety and the rules of the road and, you know, being safe on the road. And I think, you know, parents now have to kind of step up and say, right, you know, if your child is out now on the road driving about every couple of weeks, you really should be getting into the car with them. Let them drive you and see, have they picked up any bad habits? And don't be afraid to call out your friends as well. Like, I've been in cars with people and their driving has been a bit erratic, and I've said it. I'm like, do you mind slowing down there? And like, you know, you're not being very safe. And people often say, God, I can't believe you say that to someone. I'm like, well, I'm in this car with them. I'm the passenger. So, you know, if we have an accident, I'm in it as well. So I don't want to be in that position. So I'm not afraid to be vocal about it. And I think maybe we should all encourage people to be a little bit more vocal when it comes to road safety.
100%, and make sure you have that conversation before the accident happens. We leave it there for now. Megan Scullin, Scully, and Shane O'Donoghue, thank you both very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.